Having just deposed their leader over a racially offensive remark, Senate Republicans now face another racially charged controversy. It's President Bush's decision this week to renominate Mississippi Judge Charles Pickering for a seat on the Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans. Last year, a Democratic-run Senate Judiciary Committee rejected Pickering, citing concerns over his civil rights record. But the Republicans now running the Senate say Pickering deserves another vote. NPR's David Wallner reports from the Capitol.
Fellow Mississippian and former Senate Republican leader Trent Lott suggested last month he might feel differently about Charles Pickering in light of the scandal caused by Lott's praise of a segregationist presidential bid. But President Bush apparently saw no reason not to renominate Pickering, along with Texas Judge Priscilla Owen, whom Democrats had also rejected. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer yesterday dismissed questions about the president reigniting racial controversy by insisting on Pickering.
This has nothing to do with race, and everything to do with the ideology of a few liberal Democrats who oppose a man who has bipartisan support.
Late last year, Senator Chuck Schumer, a New York Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, wrote the president asking him not to resubmit Pickering's name. Schumer lashed out yesterday at the president's decision.
To renominate Judge Pickering, who has not built a distinguished record, and is probably best known for intervening on behalf of a convicted cross-burner, shows, unfortunately, that Richard Nixon's Southern strategy is still alive and well in the White House.
The intervention Schumer referred to happened in 1994 when, as a U.S. district judge, Pickering tried to get a lighter sentence for a man convicted of burning a cross on an interracial couple's lawn in Mississippi. Civil rights groups also accused Pickering of having backed segregation in Mississippi as a younger man. Schumer said he would, if necessary, resort to a filibuster to prevent Pickering's confirmation by the Senate. Democratic leader Tom Daschle indicated he would back such an action.
I don't think there's any question but that Democrats will take every step available to us to ensure that this Pickering nomination doesn't go forward. I am really surprised that in light of what's happened in recent weeks, the administration would insist on having a debate of this kind.
Senate Republicans spent much of the day yesterday in a retreat discussing their agenda. When the new majority leader, Bill Frist, came out to report on the deliberations, he faced a barrage of questions about the Pickering renomination. Having earlier promised to help heal what he called the wounds of racial division, Frist initially dodged the Pickering questions. When they kept coming, the fledgling leader got annoyed.
Well, I'm not sure this press conference needs to be on Judge Pickering, especially the whole conference.
But Frist then came out with a tacit endorsement of Pickering, calling him extraordinarily qualified.
He's got a long commitment to promoting civil rights. He testified against the imperial wizard of the KKK. For firebombing a civil rights activist, and I believe that was 1967.
Other Senate Republicans yesterday also sought to portray Pickering as a defender of African Americans. Arizona's John Kyle sits on the Judiciary Committee.
For political purposes, some people have tried to find other things in his record to quarrel about, but I think he's a person who can be proud of his record.
That record is likely to come once again under intense scrutiny, first in committee hearings, then on the Senate floor. It's not clear how soon that might happen, but Minority Leader Daschle predicts that when it does, it will be memorable.
We will have a very good debate, a rich debate about this. You're going to have those who favor civil rights on one side and those who have a lot of explaining to do on the other side.
Still, Senate Republicans insist Pickering will get a lifetime appointment to the nation's second highest court. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.